Hello.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
And just real quick, I'm seeing Shoemaker and Martin. I want to make sure I'm being respectful.
No, you're okay. Shoemaker is just my maiden name. I'm just remarried, gotcha. So it's Martin now, but either's fine. I understand.
Gotcha. Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. Did you have a good weekend?
Not too bad. Not a fan of the cold, but...
Yeah. It's getting there, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I have looked into the matters you've brought forward. I have some follow-up questions as I continue to kind of dig into it. So,
okay.
One is I know I spoke with the school. It's my understanding that you are working currently with the school to make sure that the system reflects accurately what any court order indicates.
Well,
talking to Gene, right?
Yeah, well, I was. I've been dealing with some other like upper administration who have been actually far more helpful than the school. Ms. Butler with FOIA.
Okay.
Sure. Has been incredibly helpful and the only one that's been responsive to my emails for the most part. My last communication with her was on Friday, and she had sent me a screenshot of Power School account, and it's still incorrect. So I'm not sure which documents are being used, which court orders are being used, but it's still incorrect. So that's a huge issue, and again, just leading to further confusion and really frustration on my part, because it's been almost 60 days. By end of business day on Monday, it will have been 60 days since I've brought this issue before the district, and everyone is still unable to accurately reflect what I do and don't have. So the last response or the last communication that I had with Mr. Osborne was that he just wasn't sure whether I could be involved in any type of school functions and that he would have to contact upper administration for clarification. But
the court order that he currently has, he has your request and he is working with counsel because our lawyers look at court orders, right?
Yeah.
Administration do not. And he's saying, hey, does this, she's asking for this, does this court order allow that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll get advice and then he will follow up with you.
Well, yeah. So I understand. I just, that school board policy, KKK, and then Virginia code 22.1-4.3 states that unless a court order, explicitly states otherwise, that I cannot have any involvement in school functions, that I be allowed to attend. So there's school board policy and there's Virginia code that is not indicated in my court order that I can't have access. So this is just very frustrating that it's taken this long and it's kept me from being able to attend, like I said, school functions for and to support.
I understand. I think that conversation, they're currently working through that. I know the request was made.
Do you know about an estimated time frame for that?
Well, I think my understanding is, and I have not seen the email traffic specifically, but my understanding is that you were going back and forth as recently as Friday with Gene.
Yes, right? I had sent him an email, yes.
So that's less than one business day. He took that request. He went to our council either that day or first thing today.
But I mean, I've reached out this, but I didn't bring up this problem but on Friday. This problem was brought up on September the 2nd. I'd spoken with Mr. Haas, his team. There's so many people that I've addressed this matter with, and I would have kind of thought that this matter would have been brought before council before Friday.
I mean, I can't speak to that.
Yeah,
I know that they're trying to, our administrators rely on what they have on record and what's in reflected in PowerSchool. And so when somebody brings forward what they believe to be a discrepancy between what the court has allowed and what is reflected in PowerSchool, then they seek guidance. and that's what they're doing. So they're working through that. I would say, if I will follow up with the school, you know, tomorrow, and say, hey, have we gotten any resolution here?
Okay.
So does that help?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just frustrated that this is taking so long. Like I said, I've reached out to so many people, and now I'm just hearing that all this is what needs to be done in order to fix this. I'm also frustrated that this has just caused such a headache for me. It's caused confusion. I'm sure that, you know, I would have loved to have been there for I'm sure he would have loved for me to have been there for his school, you know, functions and back to school night and such. And so now I'm just, again, it's created a huge mess due to, you know, someone who took something way too far. And I would hope that the district is taking steps to make sure that this does not happen to me or to anyone else in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I can't, so, who are you saying took things too far? Your former spouse?
Yeah, the okay, employee, so, the spouse.
I'll just say, so, yeah. We can't get involved in that.
No, I understand. But yeah, the district could have read the court orders before they allowed this information to sit in Power School for 60 days. It's also right. A FERPA violation. Because the school doesn't have 60 days to correct this.
Well, again, I think we need to look and see first off if the court order does in fact. And I know they're working through that.
Well, yeah, and I...
If counsel provides that advice and interprets it that way, then it'll be corrected.
And it will remain that way, correct?
Say what now?
It will remain that way.
What do you mean?
If counsel corrects it, who's to say that a current employee of the district cannot go in and change it within Power School?
So I don't hold me to this. I can verify this, but our teachers don't have that level of access. There's administrative access, and our teachers, to my knowledge, do not have that.
Okay.
So I can verify that, but I recently had another case not revolving a custody matter, but something different around student discipline, and that teacher could not even go into the system to look at student discipline for a student that was not theirs.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll follow up tomorrow. I do know the request is in there to review the issue. In terms of, and maybe this just hasn't been explained to you, and I apologize if it hasn't, but you mentioned something a bit ago about how Miss Butler, and Jennifer's great, how she's been communicative. So all of our FOIA requests go through Miss Butler.
Yes.
So, which is why you're going to hear from her only, really, regarding her FOIA
request. No, I know. I didn't mean just FOIA. I meant just in terms of, like, wondering why this is taking so long. I had reached out to the officer regarding, like, safety and security management, something along those lines, asking what the district's policy was on restricted contact. And since learned there's no school board policy that aligns with that. But I was just looking for policy clarification on those matters, and unfortunately could never get a response back. And then there was a talent development teacher that I could not get to respond back to my emails regarding TRIP and some programs that he was in. So it just seems like Ms. Butler's been the only one that's been, that's when I say communicating back and forth. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then the matter revolving the request to transfer, that was the real reason that you had kind of brought this up originally with me, was that you believe that a teacher had put in a document or had represented herself as the student's parent.
Yes.
And or guardian. So I've reviewed the request form, and nowhere on that form does an employee say or indicate that they are a guardian or a parent of the child.
So then what did I receive from your school, your office, like the superintendent's office, stating that she was his mother? It says parent or guardian, and she put her name there.
Can you forward me that?
Yeah, it came from already. It came from the superintendent's team, the superintendent. I'll just forward you the whole email, if that's okay.
Yeah, because the form that I've looked at, which is the request form, nowhere on that form does it ask if the person is a parent or guardian.
No, I have it. I have it right. I'm going to find it right now.
No, you're good. Yeah. That'd be helpful.
It came from... I'm going to probably butcher her name. I'm sorry. There is a Tanisha R. Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Tanisha.
Okay. Yes, okay. I'm forwarding it now. You can let me know once you've received it. And I can send my original email to her if that you also need that.
Special permissions request form.
So you'll notice on like page 6 or 7, it says parent or guardian full name. And it says Kelsey DeSieber. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah. No, I'm looking at the rest of the form. I'm keeping on going. Okay.
So this is what brought about my original complaint. Mm-hmm. And this is what I asked Principal Gately for, and she then withheld. Mm-hmm. And then
She couldn't turn it over because she didn't have it.
Okay, well, she could have told me that, though. You know, out of respect, she could have said,
hey. This is where... Because this was a FOIA request, right?
No. This was under FERPA. This falls under FERPA guidelines.
Sure. But she doesn't... I think what she did is she turned over... My understanding is that she turned over everything that she had on file at the school. This is not a document that's kept in the file at the school.
Okay.
This is a
Central she could have Services just, document. She could have told me that. Because I asked her. I said, hey, do you have this? She said, no. She responded to my emails, which I can also forward to you. And she said, it's included in the PDF that I sent you. I said, no, I'm sorry. It's not. Could you please send it to me again? Show me. And then I waited about 11 days for a response. And when she didn't respond, I then reached out to Mr. Page, as well as some other board members, and Mr. Haas, who then helped me get this.
Okay. Yeah, and I think at that point, I mean, I'm not presupposing anything. What I've gathered is that, and I will say this, she's a brand new principal in a brand new school. So I think what she thought she was doing was turning everything over to you, but because the request documents for transfer are all maintained in Central Services, the request goes in, the decision's made in Central Services, and then the information's also maintained there. So...
Okay.
I don't know that she knew. She probably didn't know what she didn't know, in other words, because what she believed is that she turned everything over. And I can follow back up with her, but she may have been reaching out to Tanisha to say, hey, where is this? Do you have it? I'm not sure what she's referring to and going from there. But this is helpful. I have not seen this yet. Let me... Call back up with you.
Yeah, so, are you able to shed some light on why you weren't able to see this?
Well, I don't have access. I don't have PowerSchool as a human resources personnel, so...
I would just think you would have access to as much as possible in order to make informed decisions.
Well, that's part of the investigation, right? This is part of the review, trying to understand, which is part of the call. But when I spoke to... an individual in central services about the request, what I was told was is that the form did not ask for the parent guardian status, which is why I was following up to say, this is what I'm aware of, but what you're showing me is contrary to that. And that's helpful. So I will follow up with that person and say, hey, help me understand this. My understanding is that it didn't include the parent guardian information on here explicitly, but this certainly looks like that it does. So I will follow back up in that way.
Okay.
And then I will follow up with tomorrow afternoon. I've got a training for majority of the day tomorrow. And then, so if I don't get to it tomorrow afternoon, I will do it on Wednesday.
Okay.
And if you don't hear anything, I would say just, you can let me know like on Wednesday if you haven't heard anything from Gene. But I would ask Gene again tomorrow,
okay.
You know, at some point, you know, give him a little bit of time in the morning and then ask him if he's heard anything.
Okay. Do you have any other further questions for me or anything else I can provide?
Not at this point, no, but I will follow back up with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.